44 degrees, 1239. Let's head on out to Gordyville, USA.
All right, and we are here at Gordyville, USA for the Midwest Ag Expo. Joining me is Dave Gentry and Greg Soye. Greg, the internet was working till you got here. What happened?
I turned up.
Isn't that obvious?
But, well, you know, the best we could do here, and next, thing we'll have to do is get the tin cups and then the string together next time.
But well, at least we're getting your report here from the parking lot. Plenty of parking here. It's free parking, free admission to this show. 185 exhibitors. We've seen a nice steady flow of people all morning long that continues into the afternoon hours here. Bring your appetite because the Burger Barn is open. They've got lots and lots of choices there on the menu there. You had a chance to walk around a little bit here this morning, Dave. Tell me about what you saw.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, it was kind of a down year last year, the way it felt in there. But this year, it's a lot bigger, a lot more tractors up toward the south end of the building than we've seen before. So it's kind of interesting. Some of the other stuff that's out there, too. And, of course, you know, a lot of the old favorites are still here as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag this year. And a lot of people have told me that it looks a lot bigger than last year.
I know they have some new vendors from the Illiana area, from also East Central Illinois and Western Indiana here this year. And Greg, I think, you know, one year we had the polar vortex and it was super, super cold. We still had a good crowd.
Oh, you just wait for that polar vortex in about 36 hours, my friend. It's cousins, it's nephews, it's nieces. Everything is coming down our general neck of the woods. So, yeah, but for not a bad afternoon come out of here. The sun is out, the breeze is fresh, but that's best you can do for a January day around here.
Well, I sat in on a seminar the other night. Of course, the topic of discussion was the weather. They were talking about Champaign County. Most of the area here is down 16 inches going into the planting season. Do you see that being replenished?
Not all at once. If that happened, we're in a world of hurt here going into the field work season. But yeah, 13 to 16 inches, and I think it was somewhere in the top five driest years on record in Champaign County. And you can actually take that data and almost magnify it into parts of central Indiana, just north of the Indianapolis area. Then you go into northwest Ohio, that corridor of extreme drought areas. So we still have work to do. You don't want to get all that snow on the ground, then go to the spring rain situation, and we're planting in July. But I think we'll be able to make some improvement. Get, you know, made up 16 inches is going to be a challenge, I think. But I think, and it may look a little troublesome going into the start of the planting season, but as we get into the usual accelerated pacing of planting, I think we'll be able to do that. And then maybe look at maybe some El Nino related summertime issues. And that tends to be a little drier around here than we'd like getting deeper on into the summer season.
So you say we might see another repeat like last summer. We get a wet spring a little bit and then drying in the summer.
Fast drying, opportunities to get out. And just as you think you're getting a little worked up and some angst going, you're back out there and going at it. And I think that's kind of the thinking we're, at least from our vantage point this current time. So that's the story from the weather office in the longer range.
I know a lot of folks were talking about this storm system that's moving into the Midwest or southern part of the Midwest. They had a bullseye for a long time on Illinois and Iowa, but it's going south of us.
Yeah, it's that Arctic boundary, that the polar vortex, that it's going to slingshot all the way to the Rio Grande, then run up through the Gulf states. And, you know, they get an occasional winter storm down there, but this one is going to have some scope and some intensity. And with that, the overall problem would tend to be, for the most part, you know, snow and ice. And any mention of that gets people worked up down there, and then throw in a foot of snow and an inch of ice in poultry and livestock country and run it from Texas to the Carolinas. You've got maybe some catastrophic issues going on. When you think about that, the story down there, Dave?
Greg, it sounds that way to me, but meteorologically, it sounds as though you're saying you ain't seen nothing yet.
compared to the winter season for those folks, and it's going to be very problematic there. And then just wait till it gets, you know, down to 10 below around here and a couple of inches prior to that Saturday. So
what are you seeing for February for this area?
More winter, more, you know, a little more robust winter and more of it as we compare to what we've had here for the month of January, but not unusual here for the time of year.
I know one of the things they did talk about at that seminar the other night, because of the surplus of grain that we have, certainly a lot on the corn side and some on the beans,
it's going to take a weather market this year to get the prices back up.
You know, we actually may see that in Argentina. There's some growing concern. We've been talking about Argentina and Brazil on TV show and radio and podcasting. Some heat in the La Pampa areas. It's not Brazil, but it's Argentina to start. Winter wheat harvest is wrapping up there. Brazil's doing okay, unfortunately, or fortunately, but heat and dryness are going to be the issues going forward the next week to 10 days central and into southern Argentina.
So you got perfect weather to come out. This is a typical winter day today. Nice. It's in the 30s to come out to the Midwest Ag Expo, going till 4 o'clock this afternoon. If there's a reason you can't make it today, certainly put it on the agenda tomorrow. This show will run till about 3 tomorrow, 3:30. And there's just a lot of things to see. And farmers, they don't like to turn down free stuff. And it's free admission, free parking.
Nor do farm broadcasters and weather forecasters either.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate Dave joining our ag team here. He'll be helping us on special projects over the next several months into the summer as well.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
He's a familiar voice. Just moved down the dial a little bit. That's all from his retirement.
So-called retirement.
Yeah, so far it hasn't been.
All right, well, we're going to get out of the way here because you've got some ag weather coming our way here in just a few moments.
Absolutely. Well, we'll kick it back to Dennis for right now and be back in weather in just a bit.
Thank you, guys. And it is great to have Mr. Dave Gentry here on our ag team. 44 degrees, 12:45. We'll be checking in with Mr. Greg Solier next.